This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Eric in Montana says, drain the swamp before the midterms. I agree. Trump has to strike back hard.
Defending the republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. Chris says Trump needs a game plan. I mean, he needs to be addressing the nation, say, every Wednesday night and just laying it out, not just in tweets. He needs to fire up his notes, get in there, do 30 minutes, and have five or six people come in and sit down from business or life or teachers or military and talk to them about what they want unscripted. And just say, what do you want? You want prosperity and freedom, or you want this evil? But, man, the swamp is fighting back so hard right now. And when they take Trump out, if they're successful, they plan to take everything else out. They're going to end it all. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Montana. You're on the air with Millie Weaver. Go ahead.
Shirt on, get ready to go see him here in a couple hours, and I just wanted to say that if the criminals do not go to jail, the swamp will never be drained.
That's right, and the criminals are so emboldened and so arrogant.
Exactly. They if there is no justice, then the corruption will keep going and going and going forever.
Well, how does he drain the swamp? He's fighting hard right now, and he thought if he turned the economy back on, people get behind him, which they have partially. But that's only made the swamp fight harder, knowing their time is almost over.
Exactly. It's like you said. I mean, no quarters being given. I mean, you gave them a chance. They're not taking it. It's time to use the justice system. And if there is no rule of law, you know, if these special people have their own justice system that protects them instead of serves the rest of us, then there is no justice.
Unbelievable. God bless you, Eric. I appreciate your call. Millie, you want to comment on that before we go to Chris?
Yeah, you know, when we read Trump's tweet about draining the swamp, I just visualized Trump running around like Ghostbusters trying to fight the swamp creatures and them fighting back just like in the Ghostbusters movie. We need to do like a little take on it, like Swamp Busters or something, because it's Washington is so inundated with these swamp creatures. It's just so slimy and grimy. He needs to go in there with like a Roto-Rooter or something. It's going to be a big task, and he needs our help as well. He can't just do it on his own.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they just intimidate other people who aren't even inherently evil. They just threaten them, the people that work in D.C., and they just roll over and try to play both sides. We've just raised a generation of yes men. And we've got to bring back the old leadership, the old classic men that do what's right, women that do what's right. We're doing it together, like you said. Chris in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air. Anthony Cumming is coming up. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
I had an epic day yesterday, but it got crowned off with some unbelievable stuff I can't get into yet. So just stay tuned for that. But the swamp is launching its counteroffensive like Zeb Dietrich at the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, man, I look up to you so much. So I guess real quick, I have a two-part question, but just to say first, I've been raised on you, Alex. My dad was big into you. We buy your products even lately. I love the Brain Force Plus. I love it all, man. And I guess my main question is when it comes to Trump and then the censorship you guys are facing, which is outrageous, I was wondering, you announced you're going on Rogan. I was wondering what we can expect from that. And the first part is, what's your game plan you're going to try to get across on that platform as far as the censorship and Trump's removal? And the second part of the question is, do you think YouTube will ban Joe? Do you think they'll remove that video?
No. I mean, I think they know that'll be too obvious because Joe has one of the biggest shows for terrestrial TV, radio, you name it. And when I was on like 45 million viewers, that was the biggest podcast he ever had up until that date. And he's had a few that were bigger now. So we're going to see what happens. It's in late September. We haven't nailed down the exact date. But that's going to be coming up. But stay there, Chris. I want you to get a final comment along with Millie before we hand the baton to Anthony Cumming, who is really wound up and ready to go, loaded for bear. But I want to finish up with you and all the other callers. Boy, there's Matthew and Lance and Robert and Ethan and everybody else and Dan and Larry and Joan. I want to try to get to you, but the problem is time. We'll be right back, but we may be able to get to some more. Let me talk to Anthony Cumia of Compound Media. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Of Compound Media, banned from terrestrial radio because he was number one, banned from XM because he was number one, because he wasn't a, he said it was wrong to kill cops. He said people shooting cops in the back of the head are animals, and then he got banned. They're like, oh, you're being racist. No, I don't care if you're white or black, shoot anybody get us in the back of the head, you're worse than an animal. It's like calling MS-13 animals. They go, how dare you, they're God's children. I don't care if it's the KKK killing somebody or MS-13, you know, they're animals. Or worse than animals, but he's taken over here just a minute. I wanted to finish up with Chris. I mean, Chris was getting into a Trump game plan. Millie, what do you think Trump should do with 60 days left here?
Well, I think he really needs to desperately drain the swamp, and it's not going to be easy, but if he doesn't do it, the swamp's going to start to drain him and the people around him. I mean, I don't know if you noticed this. I'm sure everyone else has noticed that there seems to be an unequal application of the law and justice, where anyone who's a Democrat or globalist shill politician can get away with murder, commit so many crimes, and they don't ever have the book thrown at them. And I guarantee Senator Cory Booker isn't going to have the book thrown at him, so to speak, over releasing these confidential emails that were Brett Kavanaugh's, despite knowing that it was against the law and that it was going to break the rules and that he could be thrown out of the Senate, I doubt he will.
By the way, all he says is in 2003, he was working at the White House, that Roe v. Wade wasn't settled yet. Well, it wasn't settled at that time. Since then, they've had it all litigated out. It's been settled, at least at that point. And then the other one was him, you know, talking about how they make race the only thing for an applicant. He said it ought to be a wide spectrum of things, which I think we all agree with. So even these secret documents they leaked, you know, why doesn't Trump release all the stuff on Hillary and just get it out of the way? I agree. You drain the swamp by releasing all the documents on Hillary, on the former head of the FBI, on Mueller, and he goes ahead and fires Sessions and fires all these people, and he goes ahead and gets rid of the CIA office that Obama set up to run the media. Those are the stay-behind networks that have to be dealt with. Anything else, Chris?
I guess just to recap, the removal of Trump and the whole censorship, especially with you guys, but now, like you said, everybody, like I said, I've been a fan of you for over almost two decades, I guess, and I've been a fan of a decade and a half, fan of Rogan, as long as he's been doing his podcast for 9 years, so I'm really excited and interested to see what you have to say on there and how all this comes to a head, and I hope you can, you know, kind of end the beef and kind of get Rogan back.
I don't think there's any beef with Joe. My issue is he was just repeating what media said about me on issues of disinfo that I didn't say. So I was just getting frustrated because in a media war, it'd be good to be able to get on his show. But he called me, he said, I want you on. He goes, I'm just sick of all the controversy. I just want to cover a wide range of topics. I don't want to be in the middle of this stuff. But he said, you know, I've been sucked into it, so please come on anyways. So I think that's what it comes down to. But I look forward to being on there. If I'm not been arrested, and I'm not just saying that, folks, Mueller is literally asking dozens of people about me. He's got goons following me around. They're getting in my trash. They are doing stuff yesterday that was so over the top. They sent somebody I know very well to me, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, hey, I'm going to hurry. I have to get out of here. And they're like, listen, the Russians want to give you millions of dollars, and here's who it is. And I'm like, what? No way. What is this? Oh, no, it's really good. You need to do it. And, I mean, it's so obvious. My God. I mean, it's like I'm living in a crime novel or something because they're so desperate to shut me down. It's unbelievable. Millie Weaver, great job. Chris, God bless you. Sorry, the other callers. If you want to get all their numbers, John, tomorrow, I promise I'll call them back and put them on air. I feel bad when that's the only problem having a phone system with, you know, 50 phone lines. We can have to hang up on so many, but God bless everybody. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here. I'm going to have to talk about this, okay? Because either this was Mueller and a national security letter dropped on a group, ordering them to go in and do this, or people are just crazy town. But I will not wait for them to twist this around and put it out in Congress or in the New York Times. I mean, I have no Russia connections. I tweeted as a joke when I was going over there as a stunt this year that I got a visa to Russia, and then it got so crazy I didn't go. Then my ex-wife gets it and tweets around and goes, look, here's his secret passport or whatever. I tweeted that at Relax Jones as a joke. So, you know, that's how this hysteria has gotten. And then, hey, I need to meet with you. Okay, what's going on? Well, the Russians have got money for you right now. We're going to take care of it. I mean, it's like what in earth? I mean, this is insane. I'm an American patriot. Everybody knows it. And they're trying to shut me down. They're going after the president. And I don't see Anthony Cumia, how they get away with it, with a 4.6% growth rate. You guys show my original tweet, though. Just show the original Alex Jones, or Alex Jones tweet for TV viewers. I don't know how they get away with this. And even Panetta's saying you better not do it. Even Hayden's part of the swamp. A lot of the swamp, though, isn't thinking what happens when they get rid of Trump. Or America's not going to buy them indicting me, saying I'm in bed with the Russians. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's no end. And they've not found any Russia collusion. So now it's like process stuff about taxes 15 years ago. I mean, Anthony, this rogue FBI group led by Mueller, it's like he's the president. It's like he's the inquisitor. It's like the Inquisition's back or something. I mean, and then you got that weird, crazy person, Sessions, up there who can't even hardly talk, going, I want you to have 50 years if you smoke Mary Juana. I mean, this is a freaking nightmare. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I honestly think this shows how we've heard how crazy Donald Trump is. He's out of control. The White House is nuts. It's a madhouse. And I've never seen a man with more self-control than Donald Trump. If he was as nuts as they're trying to paint him to be, he would be going after these people as we speak. Release.
Oh, that's why they put out this fake article with fake sources to make him trust no one. Sabotage.
Absolutely. They put out that op-ed piece and call him a mental patient. They say he's not mentally fit. Why doesn't he release these documents on the whole Hillary debacle and the Clinton Foundation and this a joke of an investigation about Russia? Why doesn't he fire Sessions and half of the other people that are trying to backstab him in the White House? This is really happening. People are trying to remove a democratically elected president. They are trying to silence you, me. Oh, by the way, since we last spoke, Alex, I have been kicked off of Twitter and Facebook. I have no social media platform anymore to go on to even promote my program or voice my opinions. I have been kicked off.
And that's the thing. They're purging everybody, and then they have hearings and say they're not doing it. And then Oliver Darcy of CNN that's quarterbacking it, he says no one's been taken off, and Trump's crazy.
Well, what about all the people I speak to on a daily basis that are in the same boat that we are, getting removed from social media, which these days, it's not a blog. It's not some little Reddit website. It's absolutely a hub of communication where world leaders go on and speak about things. This isn't something that's some.
This is like China arresting people who talk in the town square.
Absolutely. Well, and we talk about it, and I saw you with Rubio. He's talking about China, and you're saying it's happening here, and he's ignoring you. He knows it. Don't. They love standing there like they don't know what you're talking about. That isn't happening. Well, I hope you're lying right now, because if you're not, you're an idiot. If you don't see what's actually happening out there, they are trying to silence the opposition, as it were, which are American patriots. Gavin McGinnis, he was taken off of Twitter recently. These are all voices that they do not want out there. They don't want us influencing people. And it's all they have going into the election. I have not heard one platform that they are running on as the Democratic Party. Their entire platform is based on, we need to silence anybody that supports
Trump. Their platform is authoritarianism. Anthony Cumia takes over on the other side. Great job with the crew. And then the War Room coming up in about 45 minutes. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, CompoundMedia.com. They can't stop you going to CompoundMedia.com and sharing that link. Go back to the websites. Go back to Drudge Report. Go back, because they're trying to silence us all. They're making their move.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, a powerful pregnenolone formula for 50% off the Real Red Pill Plus and the Real Red Pill. With the dangerous toxins that lie within our water, we know we need to filter out that bacteria. But as you age, filtering out all of those essential minerals as well can make you tired and slow. That's why our scientists worked day and night to create a powerful supplement, the Real Red Pill formula from InfoWars Life. This proprietary formula, screw to proprietary, was created to help you get all the important essential and trace minerals and nutrients your body needs. As we age, pregnenolone levels decrease with age by as much as 60% between the age of 20 and 75, making you tired and lazy. With the Real Red Pill formula, you can defy the test of time and keep your pregnenolone up for hormone balance, healthy aging, and optimal cognitive function daily. The Real Red Pill is also available as Real Red Pill Plus, the same great fan favorite formula, now available with an incredible energy boosting addition. You can get these powerful formulas for a limited time at 50% off at the InfoWars store. Make sure you get your bottle of these incredible pregnenolone formulas today to support the InfoWar. That's right. Hi, everybody. Anthony Cumia finally back. Was on a little vacation, but not on vacation from what's going on in the world. Great talking to Alex after watching the circus yesterday between the Kavanaugh hearings and then the internet, the social media hearing going on. There, it's a joke. Washington is a joke. It's a circus. And to have somebody like Alex get in their face, not treat them like everyone else. Why are these people treated like saints and like holy figures? And we're not allowed to get in their face and tell them we don't agree with something or point out that they're not representing us, which is their job. Their job is to represent the will of the people of this country. They don't do that. And Alex has a set on him, man. I was watching that yesterday. And look, I've done some pretty outrageous things during the course of my career. But I got to tell you, to get right up in these people's faces that are, they are the power base. They're the swamp. They are these people. And to have Alex get right in their face, fearless, and just start calling them out for what they are, liars, frauds, hypocrites, he gets right in their face. It's so refreshing to see. We just don't see that. That used to be journalism. That used to be what we enjoyed seeing, was the media confronting the power base and telling them we aren't happy. The people are not happy with the way you're doing your job. But now the media is part of it. So who's left to call these people out for not representing the will of the American people? Very few of them. One of them, Alex Jones. So it was amazing when, oh my God, that clip is hilarious. When he said, who is that? What the hell's his name? I had it written down here. Oliver Darcy. When Alex goes, look at his eyes. Just look at his eyes. Got little rat eyes. You got rat eyes. I'm dying. I'm just laughing. This guy's never been treated like that in his life. He's surrounded by yes men at CNN. I'm sure his family and his friends are all of similar ilk and ideology. He was shocked. Look at him. He doesn't know what to do. There's a man standing in his face telling him he's a jerk off. And it was amazing to watch. Alex was right on point, too, about because he went there with a purpose. There's a reason. They are shutting down media that is not playing nice with the rest of this cabal, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it anymore because it's a triad of Washington and the media, the news media, and Hollywood. They have all converged on a mission to their prime directive here is to silence and remove the president of the United States. You know, that guy a couple of years ago was legally elected through the democratic election process by the people of this country. Yeah. Elected president. And what they are trying to do, this triad, is remove this president. And if you have a problem with that and you voice these opinions on their programs, their social media, their servers, you will be silenced. They will take you off of these services so you cannot be heard and give your dissenting opinion. If you want to scream it to the public and make an appearance somewhere on a college campus or an arena, you will be shouted down by people that have no respect for the First Amendment, no respect for others' right to give their opinions. They want you silenced. That's what they do. During the Kavanaugh hearing, when it first started, day one of that zoo, you saw it. Paid protesters, by the way. I saw some amazing clips from outside the venue outside the Capitol, where it looked like a gentleman was handing money to one of the women that were removed from the Capitol. Here it is. Look at this. She's getting money, and she was the one that was just in there getting removed for yelling things out, just disrupting the process, because they don't have any real platform, these people. They're anarchists. They're fascists, disguised as anti-fascists. They're Nazis. They're everything that tries to silence the voice of the American people. And that's what they're doing. We'll talk a little more about Kavanaugh later, but he sure seems like a genuine guy. I mean, especially in this day and age. My God. But he, a family guy, very community oriented and serves the public interest. And man, they can't do enough to try to keep him from being appointed to the Supreme Court. I mean, and they have nothing. It's a show. And then one trying to top the other, Cory Booker. It's like an open mic night in there. They're all just trying so hard to be the one that comes out of there going, I killed it. Did you see me? I called myself Spartacus. Spartacus. This guy's a joke. He's always been a joke. And now he's, you know, he's the guy. He's the go-to guy that's going to shake it up. It's all about 2020. It's all about the next presidential election. They're all posturing to try to get that. We'll be right back in moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Anthony Cumia in here for Alex Jones, Infowars.com. So much has gone on this past week. It's frightening when you think about it. And you could look up older programs here on InfoWars or on my show on CompoundMedia.com, and you could go back a year, 2 years, whatever, and hear me say, well, it has absolutely gotten as crazy as it could possibly get. I can't imagine the country getting any crazier than this. And then, boom, it gets crazier. And it's gotten crazier and crazier. Now I'm at the point where it's so obvious that there is a concerted effort to remove the president of the United States that the people that deny it fall into, I think, at least three categories. They're in on it. They want this to happen. They're in on it. They are zombies fixated to that news bubble of mainstream media and believe the crap that gets kicked out of there. And the third one, the dumbest people on the face of the earth that just have no concept of reality. And those are the ones I think you see screaming in the streets and yelling at the Kavanaugh hearings. Just mindless morons that never look at any other sources for their news. Trump derangement syndrome. It certainly does appear to be a real thing. Well, again, anytime you might doubt it, all you have to do is flip on the news, and you can reinforce your absolute knowledge in the fact that they are trying to remove a president. We got the midterm elections coming up in November, and they are in, oh my God, full battle mode, the swamp, to try to undermine this president, try to put out misinformation, absolutely not talk about any of the great things that are happening here in this country over the past 2 years of his tenure so far. And what we're seeing is trying to chisel away at the man's successes. We never hear about it. It's been 2 years. We're still here as a country. There hasn't been this war that they promised. We're not in economic turmoil like they promised when he was elected. As a matter of fact, the economy hasn't been better. And some of the statistics, when you look at unemployment, are better than they have ever been. And by ever, I mean ever been. But you will never hear about that. What we need to hear about is that there's a mental patient in the White House. And we saw this op-ed that came out from the New York Times. What? This is, I believe, criminal. Now, I'm no lawyer. I know, you might have mistaken me for a lawyer, but I'm no lawyer. But I got to say, I can't imagine that somebody in the White House, although we don't know that for sure, they're really speculating as to who wrote this op-ed. Because, of course, they're anonymous. But there is speculation who this is and how close to the president they are. From reading this, they want it to sound like they are extremely close to the president and have influenced some of his decision making through deceptive practices, theft, and collusion, if I may use that word, with other people that work with the president to try to thwart him succeeding in doing what he promised to do and got elected for promising to do and is doing it. So we read this, and I just see, if I may use the term scumbag, written all over this. Whoever wrote this is just a dog. And the New York Times, for printing it, has no ethics. There's no journalistic integrity when it comes to anonymous slam pieces like this. You want to talk about trying to influence an election? There's been an investigation going on for 2 years now that is trying to uncover this vast conspiracy of collusion that involved the president and the Russians and God knows who else to collude to influence an election. What the hell do you think this is? What do you think the Woodward book coming out now is? What do you think this op-ed, anonymous op-ed piece is?
They have shown their true colors and their agenda since Trump announced his candidacy. And this is any different? It's a coincidence that this comes out 60 days before the midterm elections? This is trying to influence an election. When we look at anonymous sources for news stories, we have this amazing recollection of years ago. We trusted the media with anonymous sources because they had journalistic integrity. We believed who was speaking to us on the television or who we were reading about in the newspapers. These were reporters, journalists, people that we trusted to give us the information that we couldn't just go out and get ourselves. And we believed them. It's such a nostalgic thought right now. The only reason we ever trusted anonymous sources when a journalist would tell us, a source told me this, and I printed it, and I will not reveal who they are to protect them. And we were like, okay, for some reason, that was something that we felt we owed journalists. We owed them. They earned that trust from us to be able to say, look, trust me. This guy said this. And we did. We did trust them. Over the course of the past couple of decades, the degradation of that integrity and the supposed ethics that these journalists had, it's gone now. It's gone. It's money without anything to back it. It used to be, you know, the gold standard. Their wealth, their gold, their value was their integrity and their ethics, journalistic integrity and ethics. Now, when you hear an anonymous source like this op-ed piece from the New York Times, why do I owe you my trust when all I see is deception and an agenda-driven broadcast on a daily basis of the bashing and attempts to remove a legally elected president of the United States? So you can't use that anymore. The news, the mainstream media cannot use anonymous sources anymore because they've lost that value that they had backing it, which was the integrity behind it. So this, I would use this op-ed piece to finish up in the bathroom with, if it was a little more. Can you print this on some soft double ply quilted bathroom tissue? And then I will use it for what the only thing it's good for, which is cleaning up a bit after you do your business. Anything else, just not worth the paper it's printed on. They've shown that it is an effort, a concerted effort between Hollywood, Washington, and the mainstream media to undermine and overthrow the president. Does that sound crazy? Of course it does. Doesn't mean it's not true. They've been calling Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy? He's been saying they're going to throw him off the internet. They're doing it. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th. September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Knock out the powerful sleep aid. It's now 40% off only at InfoWarsLife.com. This is better than listening to John Kerry speak. It'll put you to sleep faster than John Kerry on a talk show. The research is clear. Millions around the world struggle to achieve a proper sleep each night, and the negative health effects are staggering. InfoWars Life has developed a natural sleep support formula that incorporates the most powerful ingredients for the most affordable price. Knockout goes above and beyond many natural sleep formulas by bringing together powerful natural sleep remedies like melatonin, valerian root extract, and L-tryptophan, just to name a few. Knockout really works. Just take a look at our customer-generated reviews. Knockout has over 2,000 reviews for an impressive 4.5-star rating. You know, one guy that didn't agree, he lives next to a construction site that uses bulldozers at 3 in the morning, I swear. You won't find a better-rated sleep aid on the market. Shop Knockout at 40% off to save big on this powerful product at InfoWars Store on InfoWars Life. Yes, Knockout. Thank you. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars. I just want to tell you, my show on Compound Media is, of course, the Anthony Cumia show. It is available at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have a special coupon code for you, the viewers here, the promo code. If you go to compoundmedia.com and use Alex20, you get 20% off a new subscription to Compound Media. We need to support each other here because this is a war. There is censorship going on that is unprecedented. You would think once we got to the point where we had social media, the entire world can speak to each other. And what did that get? More censorship. People like Alex Jones being shut down. Myself. I have lost every single social media account that I had. Kicked off for just speaking my mind. And they decide to throw you off. We're going to talk a little bit about that because there was the there were the hearings that we saw and Alex confronting those people. It was fantastic. This Jack over there at Twitter, it's Orwellian, and I hate using that. It's so overused, but it's the only real accurate way to put it. It's Orwellian, his answers to why certain people get shadow banned and censored and removed and others do not. He actually was talking about the fact that he wants Twitter to foster healthy conversations and not unhealthy conversations. Doesn't it seem like the best way to run something would be to let the people that are on the service follow other people? And if they say something, you get to read it. If you say something, they get to read it. And we leave it at that. But no, they have to throw in these algorithms, which are agenda driven and created by this guy and his minion over there at Twitter to steer conversations in a certain direction, to come up with a narrative, regardless of who is in the conversation. They want people to be exposed to conversations that best fit their agenda, which is obviously a very liberal agenda. And anytime he's asked, I love this one too. Anytime he's asked, so why was this person taken off? Well, that was a mistake. We fixed that. Oh yeah. What about this one? Well, that was a mistake. We fixed it, though. How many times, if you have to be in front of Congress to be called out for a mistake for it to actually get fixed, because that's the only way it happens. The average Joe out there doesn't have the ability to have Congress question somebody on their account being taken down. I've been in entertainment for years, and I certainly don't have that privilege. To have Congress say, why was Anthony Cumia taken off of Twitter? Well, it was a mistake. So all their mistakes that are never addressed are removed from Twitter. They're gone and no longer have a voice on a public forum that is used for world leaders like the President of the United States to discuss policy and to discuss intentions. And other organizations to discuss their agendas. And certain people now are not allowed to participate in that conversation based on. Exactly. Based on what? I have no idea. There's never a criteria. It's so when you get people like what the hell is that? Sarah Young. She gets on and on Twitter, and she's able to say whatever she wants. She's just lambasting white men. Apparently can't stand them. So she's saying all that and getting away with it, completely getting away with it without being banned. And then other people who parodied her tweets about white people by adding Jewish or black or any other minority were... And word for word, the rest of the post was exactly like Sarah's. but they just changed the word white to black or Jewish or what have you. They were thrown off. And again, in front of Congress, Jack goes, yeah, that was a mistake. Well, what about all the other people that weren't high profile celebrities or communicators that got thrown off? Do you think they'll be put back on? You think they'll be verified? I don't think so. I don't think so. It was a mistake. Yeah. Well, the mistake, now I sit there without the ability to engage in lively debate on social media because both Facebook and Twitter have decided I am not worthy to be on their platform. Meanwhile, I know the truth. I'm a loose cannon to them. They don't like things I say. It's out of control. Another point on the triangle of Washington and mainstream media is Hollywood. Hollywood makes up the third point in the trilogy of idiots that we see on a daily basis. And I love Hollywood. Oh, do I love it. They tell us how we're supposed to act, what we're supposed to think and do. So we got Asia Argento, part of the Me Too movement, a big part. She went out on stage and pretty much pointed out the entire audience and said, you knew what was going on in Hollywood with rape and harassment all these years, and what did you do? Well, apparently she was supposed to pay $380 to an underage actor for having sex with him. Me Too! There you go. That's the Me Too movement right there. Well, now she's not paying, and her new tact, her new defense, she's now claiming that the underage boy raped her. Slow clap. Slow clap! Because what a set. What a set she's sporting. That's her defense. That the underage boy. Could you imagine if the likes of, like, Kevin Spacey came out and said, hey, he raped me. Or Weinstein, all those actresses, I was just doing some work. I was on the phone with Tarantino, and she burst in and said, I want to see you take a shower and pleasure yourself. No, but Asia Argento is now saying that she was raped. She was the one that was raped. I'm a little distracted. Out in the studio is the wonderful Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is going to be on my program today on CompoundMedia.com in a mere minutes. And there's a lot to talk about. But that's Hollywood. Another thing quickly is I love comedy, stand-up comics. Or a lot of my friends are stand-up comics. And in this day and age, it's almost impossible to get on a stage in a comedy club and do cutting-edge, funny, sometimes off-color comedy. They are called out, and it could be career-ending. And if anything 10 years ago is deemed sexual harassment, like Louis C.K., you could lose your career. Well, how funny does comedy need to be? Now there's an actual story here that says that there's a certain type of comedy these days that isn't funny. It's comedy, mind you, but it's based on tragedy. I want to thank everybody at Infowars.com for having me on. Alex Jones, of course, wonderful. I'll see you back here very soon. In the meantime, you can watch me on CompoundMedia.com. Don't forget, Alex20 is the code for a 20% off your subscription. And we'll see you back here on Infowars.com next time. Have a good one. Hang in there.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.